everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back. We know you missed us last week. I am Kirsten.
And I am Deja.
And it is a lovely, beautiful Friday, actually. It's been a beautiful week weather-wise in Georgia. And yeah, we're here.
It's fall.
It is. I know. Deja doesn't like fall. She really loves spring
and summer.
That is when you get your best, Deja.
Aww.
Just saying.
It is. That's true.
Mm-hmm. How was your
It's getting cold. The days are getting shorter.
It's true. That's why I also don't believe in daylight savings time, because it naturally gets shorter. Why do I need it to be dark at 4?
I don't get it. I've never gotten it.
There's no purpose for it at all.
I've never
the entire it. Background of daylight savings is, I forget the president, but he wanted summer days to be longer, so he came up with just
I was over here thinking, right as you said the entire background, I was over here on my Kenya Barrett's. I was like, it's something because of slavery. Something about them field workers.
They used
I know
to
it
say
is.
It was farm, like it was farm work and all this shit, but there's no scientific reason to have daylight savings. In fact, there's a bill sitting in Congress right now.
Oh yeah, to get rid of it. Yeah.
Because it's dumb as hell. It's the dumbest shit ever. I don't need it to get dark at 5:30 when it naturally gets dark at like 7:30 right now.
I think the saddest part of going into this fall, is that we're just still in this predicament, and it's Q4. I mean,
that's true.
And the best part of this time of year is socializing.
Yeah.
So it's like you're not even really going to get to enjoy the capacity of like the best part of this year, which is holiday parties, big family gatherings. Yeah. I mean, y'all niggas still going to do it.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Uh-huh.
But we're not supposed to. And it's, you know, a risk that you take. So it's just like, what do I have to look for the whole year? Same thing. What do I have to fucking look forward to? Nothing. Not to travel, not to get together with people. I mean, no holiday parties, no company parties.
It'll be virtual. There will.
And y'all can't they better send me a good old gift card. I better be a $50 gift card on DoorDash or something.
Send me a gift card. I can't. That is funny. It's no end in sight either. Shit, the president got it now. It's just a hot-ass mess.
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know if I do either. He kind of had to figure out a way to make the news about him for a little bit, because he...
In a
caring way.
Yeah.
Because, honey...
What really seems so fishy to me is... They've been saying that they get COVID tested
regularly,
daily, I thought. So it's weird to me that this story is, well, we didn't get tested until Hope got tested, and then we got tested.
He could have been like, I'm never going to get it. You know he's that kind of guy anyway.
That's true, too.
He could have been like, I'm not going to get it. Just stop. Leave my nose alone.
That's true, too.
So, and then it was like, oh, shit, you have it? Okay.
It's very weird to me.
It's a weird predicament, truly.
Apparently, they also were supposed to do tests at the debate, but he arrived, quote unquote, too late.
That seems like him.
Tested.
Seems like him too.
It does seem like him, but also
a strategic move on his part.
Exactly.
As far as he already knew he had it,
or
and exposed old Joe Biden to it.
Or if he doesn't have it, he doesn't want it on record from somebody having a test from less than a week ago that he didn't have it.
True. True.
It just all seems
it's
very
weird,
suspicious.
I'm
to
telling
me.
You, it's weird.
And
it's
I
fishy.
Feel like he's the reason why I feel like he would say he does have it and he really doesn't is so that he could come out a week and a half to 2 weeks
and
from
be
now.
Like, I'm good. I'm in the quote unquote, I'm in their supposed risk group and I survived. So that lets you know that this shit ain't nothing.
Exactly.
And then get more people killed.
Exactly. Two weeks ahead of the election. Mm-hmm. And that's also the thing. It's like
the election is
almost
literally
a
right
month
there.
Away.
I can see that shit. 31 days. About
a
31
month away.
Days. I can see that shit in my view.
Just soon enough to make it like right before, so it's on voters' minds.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if they would have did this in the summer,
no one, it would have
been washed by now.
Been, I mean, his campaign is still struggling, but still, it's like, he did it to make sure that he at least could grab the news cycle for the next couple weeks. And then right before the election, it's just a shit show. Truly. It is truly a shit show. And that debate was a shit show. Child. But I enjoyed every minute of the 90 minutes.
Went by fast.
How fast? Girl, I was watching Girlfriends and something said, turn on a debate. Girl, I turned it within 5 seconds. I came in right at, would you shut up, man? Girl, I cackled so hard. Marlon was in the kitchen doing schoolwork. He slid in the living room like, what is going on? We sat our ass down and watched that shit for 90 minutes. I laughed.
It flew by.
So hard. It I said, Marlon, funny. We need margaritas. Marlon was like, you right. We would have made drinks. Oh, my God. It was a mess.
It was classic. Honestly, we shouldn't think that people are laughing at us. People should, the rest of the world should be scared. We are a world leader conducting ourselves. Nigga, shut the fuck up.
The rest of the world is laughing at your ass too.
The rest of the world will be fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. They already relying on China 10 times more than they rely on us. Anybody else. Okay.
Cause we rely on China too. So who gives, like, come on. It was a mess. And what made me chuckle the most was when he was like, I've had thousands and thousands of people come to my rallies and everyone's fine. And as soon as in my head, I said, bitch, who was Harmon Cain?
I said, Joe,
all you had to say was Herman Cain, a black Republican who has been supporting you, is dead now after coming to your rally. Are you kidding me?
I think you told him, Joe. Just to take the high road,
I love you, Michelle, but no. With Donald Trump, you gotta get in the swamp with his ass. Okay? That's the only way to stumble him, because what was going to be his rebuttal to that? Herman Cain got COVID after coming to your rally, and he's dead now. That's what you would have got.
It would have been some bullshit.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Some bullshit.
But you got to call. I was like, Joe, say that shit. Say that shit. I was sitting there like, oh, Joe.
Come on now. Yeah.
I was like, come on now, Joe. Come on. He was like, this clown. I was like, yes, keep going. You got to do this.
You gotta be able to fight back smart with him. And Joe's just, you know, that stutter be holding him back. He can't be quick on his toes.
Systemic racism. Sorry.
Can't be quick on your toes.
He did laugh the whole time, though. Like, I think he was like, this is the dumbest shit.
I'm sure he was like,
I can't even believe I'm on this fucking stage with this.
That's what he was thinking.
Oh, for sure.
Wow. My political career has culminated to the fuck you, America.
Right.
Why do I want to be in charge of the company that voted for this fool. Nigga? Fuck y'all. I'm moving to Canada.
Oh, man. I'm telling y'all, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And they was like, there will be another one next week. Me and Mom was like, set a date.
Is next week the... When's the VP one?
That's next week, too. Okay. There's two next week.
Good Lord, I can't take all of this.
But Kamala's one I'm not really worried about, because it's Mike Pence. And
I would have loved to have... If he could have tagged Kamala in...
She would have tore him up.
Oh, she's a debater.
Yes, she would have tore his ass up quick.
Oh, so good.
She would have had his ass against the ropes from the jump.
So good. He would have been even more aggressive
than he was with Joe.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, with women, he would have been trying
every 5 seconds to just jump in. And that poor moderator. Mm. Chris Wallace, honey,
this ain't for you. Don't do that shit again. This is not for you. You saw all my tweets. A black woman.
A black woman wouldn't have let none of that shit go down.
Excuse me. What we're not doing is talking out of place.
Right. But he did start to, like, towards the end is when he really started getting more.
But it was too late then. You didn't let the man
run off with the debate. You just let the man run off with the debate. You being too nice.
Trying to have decorum.
Okay.
Ain't no decorum here.
Sir. He was like, your campaign agreed to 2 minutes uninterrupted. Let him have it. No. You got to keep it pushing. He struggled. But it's okay.
I hope he doesn't come back.
He ain't. I think after that, he got up and was like, don't ask me to do this shit again. White people were like,
oh, poor Chris Wallace. I really felt for him. Black people were like, man up.
Right.
Fired.
Right.
Fired.
Get his ass out of here.
Train him up. Get him up in hip hip-hop reunions right. before he can return.
I saw somebody call that debate the Real Housewives of Capitol Hill.
That's what it was. It was. It really was.
It truly was. It was. I mean, at the end of the day, Donald Trump did nothing to help himself. I mean, it did not help his numbers. Granted, I would say he was probably in a worse position. He's in a worse position now than he was in 2016. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, he did nothing to help himself. And then this whole coronavirus shit and just the way he's handled it has done nothing to help him. And he's, whew, child. Y'all go vote. Please go vote. That's all I can say. Just go vote. But damn it, I enjoyed that debate. It was great. It was great. Ain't shit on TV either. That shit was perfect to just fill your reality TV trash like meter. It was great. Kamala gonna whoop Mike Pence's ass next week.
We'll see.
I think she'll have him.
I think she'll definitely have him. Easy. I think it'll be more of a debate. Yeah. They both have quote unquote more decorum about each other. Mm-hmm. But now what would be funny if Mike Pence came out there rowdy.
If he did.
That would be funny. So funny. Because it'd be like, who the hell are you?
Who the fuck you think you are? Oh, okay. Let me spank that ass real quick.
Oh Lord.
We'll Anywho, see. How has your week been?
Fine. Not much to talk about. I mean, I didn't do much. I've been very low energy this week because of my monthly. Mm. It's just been kicking my ass this cycle. You know, every now and then it just kind of kicks your ass.
That was me like a month and a half ago. Marlon was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Oh no." I was like, "I am tired." Like it was like day one. I was like, I just need to lay down. I can't. Don't ask me to do shit.
So that's kind of been like what's framed my week. And on top of that, my back just hurts so bad when I'm ovulating. So not necessarily when it hits, but right before it. So working out, I tried to go for a walk with my mom on Monday, literally couldn't. Like my back locked up almost instantly, which is such a shame because it's been doing so much better. Mm-hmm. But when I went to physical therapy on Tuesday, she was like, the same thing happened exactly 28 days ago. She was like, you were on track doing really well every 2 weeks leading up to that. And then you came back and said the same thing. You were doing all your stretches and everything and you had problems. So she was like, and she explained the scientific. She was like, everything just basically cramps up down there. Everything gets tight because your ovaries and stuff are contracting.
Yeah, they got work to do.
Jesus, take the wheel. Ovaries.
Every now and then I'm like, are you necessary? Yeah, I want to have kids at some point.
Jesus, take the wheel. But other than that, my week has been chill. I don't have any interesting stories to report. Any follow-up items that I can think of. What about you?
Well, I got back from my vacation on Sunday.
Yeah. Tell us about PCB.
It was good. It was funny. Like, we got there late, like 11 something.
Oh, my God.
Well, we left Thursday, but we left after Marlon got off work. And this fool... Girl, I'm sitting at home. I'm like, Marlon, what time you get out? Oh, I won't get done till like 5 or 6. So I'm like, this is why I asked you to tell them that you're going out of town today so that we could get out of here at a decent time.
Yeah, driving in the dark.
Girl, this fool tells me I'm stuck in traffic. Why was his ass at the mall buying shoes?
That was Tyrell before we went to Charleston.
I said, Marlon. He said, I didn't tell you because I knew you would be mad. Hell yeah. Do you see what time it is?
There's fucking shopping in
Panama. That's what I said. I said, you can get what you need there. Like, you could have got what you needed there. And he was like, I know, but I just wanted to see what they had.
You should have saw what they had on Wednesday, nigga.
I said, okay.
You better than me.
So we get there.
I don't even want to go no more.
I didn't find out that he'd gone to the mall till we was already on the way. Oh, my God. So I didn't even know. He just so happened to tell me, he's like, you should see the shoes I got. I said, when did you get these? Today. I said, when? Today. Because you came to me right after you got off work. Well, when I told you I was in traffic, I have really gone.
That nigga was in traffic at DST. In traffic in the line.
I was like, okay. So we got there at like 11.
Oh, my goodness.
It was going felt long just because it was dark and it was like late. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I was irritated. Mm-hmm. But when we got there, the condo we stayed in was nice.
That's good.
It wasn't super crowded. Yeah. The beach looked amazing. Yeah. Oh, I was like, yes.
Those panhandle sand. Beaches. Ooh. White so, sand, too. Girl.
And the, where we stayed at, there were two chairs and an umbrella included. Ooh, so we didn't even have to buy anything. Yes. Just some towels.
Well, hotel was, oh, no, it was Airbnb, it was, right?
Yeah, Airbnb. It was called Celadon, girl, Celadon, something. I don't
well,
know.
Well, y'all, if y'all listening and y'all want to look
yeah, it up. Yeah, Celadon Beach Resort. But anywho, like, because we stayed there, we got the setup or whatever. So mm-hmm. it was like, oh, all we need is, like, some beach towels and we're good. Girl, we was out there. I was like, Marlon, is it just, is me and the only two black people right here? He was like,
yeah.
Huh. We didn't notice it for a minute. So I was like, all right, whatever. Some white lady walks up to me and tells me how great my neon bathing suit looks on my brown skin. Typical. I was like, oh, thanks. So that was that.
Well, you know the panhandle is just South Alabama.
Oh, for sure. For sure. There were plenty of Alabama tags and all that. It wasn't until, for some reason, it was like me and Marlon were walking and all these young frat kids, of course, with their ridiculously large trucks.
Yeah.
And they, all of them, all of a sudden have these Trump long ass flags that say Trump 2020 and yeah. they're just driving up and down the street.
Yeah.
And me and Marlon were walking, and for some, it was one particular night, like one dude drove by us and just stared the entire time.
Yeah.
And me and Marlon were like, what the fuck? Marlon was like, let's go. He was like, I don't like feeling
uncomfortable.
Like, I don't. Girl, we drove further down. All the black people were there. We was like, hell, had we known where the black people stayed at, we would have reserved over here.
Was it near, what's that hotel that when you go, it's like a, it's right by the Burger King.
Yeah.
Not too far past the Walmart, right by the Burger King. Be twerking in the parking lot.
Okay. Everything. It was everything.
Yeah, it starts to get a little, it's a little, more affordable.
Yeah.
Down on that side. Yeah,
that's what I figured
too.
So
y'all were probably going like back towards technically like Destin and stuff,
yeah,
where there's more of the like homes, mm-hmm, condo buildings, mm-hmm, nicer mm-hmm, resorts, mm-hmm, and then yeah, you keep going.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the parties are.
Oh, for sure. And me and Marlon, we had only gone one night. We only went down to like where the Margaritaville and all that mm-hmm. is. We didn't go past it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Marlon, had we came down here that night, we would have been out this bitch lit. We didn't even know. Damn. Okay. I was so irritated, but I was like, it was a great little like just vacation. That's a good little mini thing. But it started rough because Beans showed his ass.
Wait, the dogs went with you?
No.
Oh.
Beans. I have been on record saying Beans has been dramatic, right?
Okay.
So Wednesday night comes. Wednesday afternoon.
My baby too.
And I go to feed them their dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Beans doesn't want to eat all of a sudden.
Uh-oh.
Shaking like a stripper. Just shaking.
Why is he shaking?
Don't know. So I'm like, what the hell? Beans, you were fine this morning.
Oh, God.
What's going on? So I'm walking around trying to get him to follow me. And then he holds up. He was holding up his paw. So I said, okay,
we
maybe
we just
you
went through this earlier this year.
So I'm like, okay, well, maybe you jumped wrong, yada, yada, yada. But he doesn't want to eat. That's my most concerning thing. So I'm like, why do you not want to eat? So I got to take his ass to the emergency room. Because I'm like, I can't leave tomorrow and the dog won't eat. Take him to the emergency room. He's in the back of the car snoring his ass off like life is great. They take him to the back. The doctor, I can't go in with him. So the doctor calls me. I'm sitting in the car. Hey, you said Beans was acting funny. I said, yeah, I picked him up. He kind of yelped when I touched him. I don't know what's going on, yada, yada. She's like, well, he seems fine. I'm touching him. I mean, he ain't giving me no reaction. And I'm like, I said, okay, I don't know. She was like, we can do blood work, but that's $750. No,
no.
I can get blood work done at his regular vet.
Mm-mm.
I just need to know if this is some shit that is extreme. Like, I just need to make sure he's okay. He seems fine, a little dehydrated, so we'll give him some fluid, but yeah, looks fine to me. All right, fine. I'm sitting in the car like, this goddamn dog, bring him home. They give me some bland food to give him. Of course, gobbles that shit, mm-hmm, right? Typical dog. Next day, though, I go to feed him again. He don't want to eat. Beans, I don't got time for this shit. I'm leaving today. We need to figure this out. Still shaking like a stripper. Take him to his regular vet. They do blood work the whole nine.
He's fine.
I mean, his wrist is a little sore. Probably has some arthritis. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there like, okay. So now I leave. Dom is watching the dogs for me. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, Beans won't go past the porch. He's really acting funny. He's not being his normal self. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I get home. He's got his pain meds in. Boy, act like ain't shit going on now. He is, I'm telling y'all, Beans is at home in front of his window like nothing happened last week. I done had to get the dog pain meds. I had to put him on CBD oil. All types of shit. Just for this dog to be fine. Maybe almost $300 later.
Oh my God.
On this dramatic ass dog. I was on the phone with my mama. I said, Beans needs an Oscar.
Maybe at this point. Maybe it's something going on with the age. Maybe.
That's what I'm assuming. I know it's his age. Beans is about to be 9. Mm-hmm. So I understand it's his age. But it was just like he has a tendency to do shit like that.
Yeah.
When I'm about to go.
Did it happen after you pulled out a suitcase?
No. The suitcase was out for a while before he even did it.
Well.
But that's the thing. Like, it's like, okay, usually when I pull out the day I pull out the suitcase, his antics may start. Mm-hmm. But he waited. Like, he timed that shit perfectly. I was sitting in the house like, I can't
stand this dog. Their behavior does change when you pull. They know what suitcases are.
I know. And I'm used to, Beans has a pattern usually mm-hmm. when this was completely out of the norm for him. So that's why I was really, and he was limping. He was shaking. Like, he really had
maybe this arthritis is progressing more than.
It probably is. I mean, they were like, we'll give you some pain meds. If he doesn't improve, bring him back. So Dom was giving him pain meds. I gave him pain meds. And then he ran out. So I was like, I started looking up arthritis remedies for dogs. CBD oil. So I just give him that with his food. And he's just as fine.
That may be it. You never know. You know how pain, too, even for us, it's like if something's hurting really bad one day, it can cause issues in other places. Oh, yeah. So it may just be flares up in his arthritis. So this regular CBD oil may help.
Maybe. All I did was laugh because I was like, this is so
poor you, thing.
I know. It made me come to grips with the fact that he's getting older, though.
He is getting
like,
older.
Like, that's when it was like, oh, damn. You getting old on me, dude.
Yes.
You got arthritis.
Yeah.
Huh. So I was like, all right. So I went and got some CBD oil, and just giving them that twice a day has.
See, he's 63. That's 9 times 7.
He'll be 63. Mm-hmm. He's 56 right now.
He's 6?
He's 7. He's 8.
Wait.
8 times 7 is.
That's 72. Right?
No. Hell no.
What is 8 times? I'm sorry. I'm thinking 8 times 9. I was thinking 8 times 9.
I was going to say, now I might not know math, but damn it, I know my times table. So I'm thinking like.
Yikes. And I'm brain fried, guys.
It's okay. It's Friday. But yeah, he's 56. So he's just getting old on me. So that's the only thing, having to come to grips with that. And every now and then he still will milk it. I got to pick him up and put him on the couch. And then out of the blue, he gets down or he jumps back up on his own and doesn't think I see that shit. And he'd be looking at me like, oh, shit, she caught me. I'd be like, yeah, Beans. I know your ass can still jump. You just don't want to because you're being lazy.
It may just hurt a little bit. It don't more. Hurt.
No. He's okay, though. He's doing better. He's alive and well. He's still his yappy, protective self. He hasn't changed at all in that regard. But he got some old bones now. That's the worst part about having a dog.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry, I've been through it a couple times now. That's the thing. Like, this Beans is my first dog of my own. We had family dogs that we had to watch grow old, but like, Beans is my baby. He been through the trenches with me.
Don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
Don't want to talk about it.
Deja, how old is Cardi again? 2.
Three? Yeah, she's 2. She'll 2. Be 3 in December.
Oh, you got a long time with that butt. That girl ain't going nowhere.
I know.
Cardi is going to be that bitch that's going to be with y'all forever.
How old is she? 18?
Right. And living her. Okay. Still grumpy as hell.
She's really mellowing out, though.
I told you what happened as she got older. What happens.
Even me and my mom be talking about it. She's still very protective and very, like, barky with delivery people and people approaching the house or some stuff like that. But with company and stuff, she's really mellowing. She's still kind of hyper.
Yeah,
though.
But
kind of. Not like she used to be, though.
Yeah, the older she gets, the... That's how they go.
She be chilling, bro.
I'm waiting on Ducky to hit at least 3. She'll be
Ducky's
2.
Ducky's only 1, right? It's today her birthday.
No, it's the 19th. That's why it made me think. I said, it's October. Fuck. She's about to be 2. I can't believe it's already been two, but yeah, I just need her to bring it down just to
bring it on down, bring it
on down just a little bit.
Yeah,
but I enjoy her energy because Beans don't be wanting shit to do with me ever. But anywho, sorry y'all. Anyway, the vacation was great. We had a great time. Came home, didn't want to, but I drank good, I ate good.
Yes, that's what I like to
hear. You know, and just live my best life.
Yeah, sis.
You know, now I need to go again. I need another one. Oh, let me tell you something. If this pandemic ain't over by March, I'm going some goddamn where again.
Oh, you already know.
I'm going somewhere. It may be Destin next time, something, but I got to go somewhere. I got to
get out the country.
I'm very tempted to take my ass to Tulum at this point.
To Mexico.
Because Mexico is wide open, okay?
To Puerto Rico. Yeah. I got to technically go. I mean, y'all know what I mean. It's out the country, but to somewhere. I got to go.
That's how I'm feeling, Kirsten. I'm very tempted. Like, it's like, I'm like, oh, y'all just out here. Okay. Excuse me for trying to be, you know, safe and healthy and all those things. Got it.
Well, let's dive in. We kind of talked about some of the hot topics with the president
and his Rona
and the Rona though.
I know. But today is the TV episode. Would you like to explain the TV episode?
Yeah. So that didn't mean to come across like
yeah.
So I thought it would be fun if Kirsten and I did a little twist up on our episodes and did a TV theme. And I got this idea because September is a big month where we switch, you know, stuff is ending and then new stuff is starting.
And shit ain't starting right now, unfortunately.
Well, a bunch of stuff started in September.
Like what? Like shows?
Yeah.
Like what?
Maybe that was August.
Uh-huh.
Power started, the new Power.
I'm talking about like network TV. Like,
I don't really watch network TV.
Okay. I haven't watched Power yet, but I'm going to give it a chance at some
point. Lovecraft Country.
I still haven't watched that. I need to.
What else started? Well, how about that? Let's not ruin it because there are five questions that we'll be chatting about. We'll both go through and answer. They're just fun to get us thinking and talking about how much we love TV. Kirsten and I both are pretty TV buffy people.
We love good TV, okay?
Okay.
A good show will have my ass parked.
The other thing that made me think about this episode was a podcast that I was listening to, but I'll wait to share that because for the work playlist in honor of International Podcast Day, I also have some questions about some of our favorite podcasts.
Let's do it.
First question, what are your favorite shows that you're currently watching? And currently doesn't have to be like physically right now, but in general, this year.
Okay.
Last few months.
So I've always been a big Married at First Sight person.
You still watching that?
I didn't watch last season, but this season, it's good.
Good in a good way?
Like there's two black couples, and the husbands are best friends.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to watch
them. Where are they?
New Orleans. Ooh. And then you have
this. Are they happy?
One, two, three out of five are.
You think they'll stay married?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what that show
draining because a lot of times it was all drama and no happiness whatsoever. The one black couple is gonna make it. They are like this. They were clearly meant to be together. Like watching them, I'm like, oh, like yeah, it's good. It's a good one this season.
It's on Netflix now, right? Or wait,
one of the seasons is, but the one right now, no, it's on Lifetime.
Okay, maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah, you should give it a shot. I mean, there's, of course, you always have, it's a show, this reality. You got to watch some drama.
Yeah, which I like a little bit of drama. Like, but it's
not obnoxious drama to the point where people are storming off and doing wild shit like that. No, it's just, most of it is communication problems, like most relationships.
I mean, that's real.
So Married at First Sight I watched, P-Valley had my heart. Yeah. It was good. It was real good.
It was.
What else have I been watching?
P-Valley is probably one of my favorite things to come out this year.
Yeah. For a throwback, I've been binging Girlfriends. I love Girlfriends. It's such a good show.
Where are you at in Girlfriends?
I think I'm on the last season now.
Damn, y'all be moving through these damn shows.
They're only 20 minutes for me, so I just binged it.
It's like eight seasons.
Yeah, but they're quick. They're quick watches. They are, truly. Some of them I'd skip because I remember them all very well. Oh. It's the old ones that, like, certain ones, like the later seasons, I didn't remember. So those are the ones that I really focused on.
Mm. I'm only in season 3.
It's okay. Take your time. It ain't going nowhere no time soon.
But I can't watch Girlfriends or even, like, Moesha. I still haven't finished Moesha. Mm-hmm. I still got to finish that. I can watch it for, like, hours, but I can't. I need something more substantial. Yeah. So yeah. I end up watching Girlfriends and Moesha at the end of the night after I've watched my heavy TV.
Okay.
To, like, ease my mind. Got but it. Then I'll watch, like, 3 episodes before I know it. Because, okay. like you said, they're mm-hmm. short. Mm-hmm. So, but mm-hmm. yeah.
And then, what was another show I really, really
Which enjoyed? Girlfriend are you?
Ooh. Definitely not Lynn.
Was talking to my mama. I say, ain't none of my friends Lynn. I need a Lynn in my life, but not a Moocher. Yeah, I'm not gonna take care of you to that degree.
We all need a Lynn, though. Just her way of looking at life is beautiful. Outside of the mooching thing,
I don't.
But just her free spirit, boho, bohemian thing. It was fun.
it was fun.
I'm not Tony. She was a lot. You think I'm Tony?
No, no.
The way you did.
Because I took a quiz and it told me I was Tony.
I can see that.
My college roommate said that I was Tony.
I could see that, though, for you.
But no.
I could.
There's very small Tony-esque things, but the greater character, I'm not into men like that. And I don't think and treat men like the way Tony does.
No, but you have a very short fuse with men like Tony does.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not a gold digger. But I do but like nice things.
Hey, well, unless somebody got some money and you just so happen to... Hey.
But I would not be with someone because they don't have
money. Oh, yes. That like I agree. Tony. That I agree.
But I'm also not a cheater. Someone. And I'm not self-centered as Tony. She's very self-centered.
She is... they all have a... self-centeredness about them mm-hmm. outside of maybe Lynn. She was
she's self-centered too
somewhat, but Lynn was far more into their stuff as far as what they had going on than she. Lynn fed off of their lives more than her own,
because that's how she could afford.
But yes, I could see you for Tony. I could, truly, definitely not a, yeah, maybe a little Joan, but more Tony. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're self-centered, however, comma, when the shit is about you, don't say shit else. It's Deja's day. Yes.
That's true.
That is very true.
That's true.
But yeah, I could see Tony for you. I'm definitely, I don't know, I'd probably end up being a Joan because I'm very supportive. I'm typically there for everyone that needs me. When I'm not there for people that need me, they're pissed. And yeah, there's that. So yeah, I could see Joan and her pattern with men. I have repeated patterns with men before it took me learning to stop doing that shit in order to be happy. I had to unlearn a lot.
Okay, Joan.
Ask Marlon, he'll tell you. This girl had a lot.
You also were like the first friend with a house.
True. Like yes. This is also true. The entrepreneurship thing. Yeah. Like Joan.
Joan has an entrepreneur. Maybe I haven't gotten
you
there.
You haven't gotten there yet.
And I didn't watch Girlfriends like that as a kid.
Towards
so.
The end, Joan becomes an entrepreneur.
Oh, wow.
I won't tell you her.
Okay.
I won't spoil it. But yeah. So yeah, I give myself Joan.
I'm waiting for someone to tell me that I'm the William of the group. Nobody.
Nah, Tyrell is William. Tyrell is William. Because Tyrell would be the main one. You heifers. That would be Tyrell all day long. Sick of our shit. Tyrell is William. Absolutely. 100%.
I'm done.
100%. You know it too.
Yeah, I guess it could be William.
You heifers.
Good thing I didn't leave him at the altar.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, what's the next question? What's yours? You go.
Wait, for which question? What am I watching currently?
Yeah.
Too much. Y'all know I'm always watching Real Housewives.
Yes,
and now
is.
That I'm home, I'm watching pretty much all of them.
Okay.
I haven't decided if I'm going to watch Real Housewives of Orange County, which is getting ready to start up. I probably will end up because there's nothing else really to watch right now. But so really into Potomac. They about to stress me out through the rest of this season, though. They are about to piss me off with all this black women don't do this.
Black women do a lot.
We can't be portrayed like this, nigga. All people fight, especially when pushed to the motherfucking limit.
Yeah.
And I need y'all to hold Candace accountable for yipping for three, four seasons now, like a damn chihuahua. Somebody put her in her damn place. You want to talk? They put me in Twitter jail for this, but I can say what I want now.
Y'all, I laughed so hard when I saw that tweet. Only days your ass would be in Twitter jail. I cackled so hard. I was laughing. I said, oh.
When I got that, when I went to log back in, I was like, what?
Only Deja would be put in Twitter jail for some shit like that.
I tweeted at Candace that if she wants to talk the talk, she better be able to walk the walk. She literally got in the car. I don't think so because I'm not blocked. I went to see if I was blocked and I'm not blocked.
Okay.
But she pissed me off the moment she got in that car and was on the phone with her husband, Chris, who is my favorite husband, ironically. But she was like, Chris, you know, I'll talk all day. I'll talk. That's the point.
The problem. You can't talk.
You can't just keep talking when they're not backing it up.
No. No. People going to get sick of your mouth.
Exactly.
That's not how this works.
And Monique has laid. She done told y'all every season. She done gave y'all plenty of warnings about her being from the hood. And about her being willing to smack a bitch.
Well.
And y'all just kept pushing her. Yeah. And I really think what's the cast, when they were filming, thought that they were going to need to take this holier than thou, we shouldn't be portraying ourselves like this,
whatever,
standpoint. And I think what's going to happen is it's going to backfire. Everyone is going to be on Monique's side when this season wraps. Because most people I see are on Monique's side.
Yeah. You can't keep talking and then...
And they need to, I'm not going to be listening to that for the rest of the season. I'm not going to be listening to them talk about what they can't. I can't be around you. You're unstable. You're the bitch.
Damn, Giselle.
Giselle. And Robin.
Uh-oh.
You a Delta from Baltimore, bitch. If you don't knuckle you buck and stand the fuck up. Come on now. Ma'am. Soror.
Oh, Lord.
You know that we are about that life. Miss Morgan State. Ma'am,
I can't.
Come on now, y'all acting too bougie.
Oh geez, okay.
Candace is gonna give us Henry County all day, but the rest of y'all need to act what you are, and it's okay if you slapped a bitch once or twice, and I'm sure you did.
Okay,
so I'm watching that. I'm also watching Lovecraft Country. That's like one thing I'm committed to. Haven't started Power. Just finished Altered Carbon season 1. Did you watch that show?
I heard about it, but I didn't really watch it. No.
Season 1 is outstanding. Not even going to watch season 2 because all of the reviews are people just so upset. Like, oh, I've never seen.
I hate that. when they kill it on the first season and the second season, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Girl, yeah, no. Season 1 on IMDb has like an 8-star rating and season 2 has like a 2 or 3 stars.
Damn.
But I highly encourage you, like, the way season 1 ends, it's not something that almost all the storylines, actually all the storylines from the beginning come to complete.
Okay.
They throw in a random thing that could keep you trying to watch, but it's kind of like, you know what? I don't need to know that. I'm fine. So okay. I appreciated, you know, knowing that I don't have to watch season 2, especially after the reviews. But I recommend that. What else am I watching? Me and Tyrell started the new Kim Cattrall show. That's the only other thing I could think of.
Okay.
The one where her and her husband are billionaires from they're like televangelists.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
Okay.
It's funny. And Teenage Bounty Hunters.
I started watching that. That I did start watching.
It's funny.
It is funny. It is.
I didn't know that was Dwayne Wayne until about season episode 8.
Really?
Girl, it was one of the most embarrassing moments of COVID. Tyrell referenced him to Wayne in one episode. Days later, we came back to watch it, and I was like, so I have a confession. I didn't realize that was Dwayne Wayne from a different world.
Ma'am.
And he was like, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But yeah, that kind of... I watched Pussy Valley too.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of other stuff this year that was awesome, but that kind of highlights currently what I'm watching.
Okay.
What are 2 to 3 of your favorite shows from your childhood?
Oh, hell. Land Before Time, Dinosaurs.
Land Before Time was a show?
Oh, shit. It was. They had multiples. I thought it was a show.
No, ma'am.
It's a movie in it.
It was eight movies. Sorry.
Well, the Dinosaurs.
Kirsten clearly liked Dinosaurs.
They were.
I am the baby.
Sorry. Long story with that show.
was not expecting that. I forgot about that show.
So random. That was my shit. What is it called? Out of the Box. I loved Out of the Box. You don't remember Out of the Box? Out of the Box. Out of the Box.
I wasn't expecting any of this. Out of the Box is a little young for me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and then they would do the little... That was my shit. And then... I'm showing my age for real. Oh man, the third one. That's a hard one. When did Jimmy Neutron come on?
We were kids.
Jimmy Neutron.
Hated that fucking show.
Fucking loved it. Oh, and Roly Poly. Roly Poly. Oh yeah, Roly Poly Oly.
Roly Poly Oly. Was that the big old couch girl?
No, he was round and he could roll.
I don't remember that.
Hold on, y'all. I remember that show, Roly Poly Oly, or some shit like that.
Maybe it was a little old for me, too.
Roly Poly Oly. I know it was crazy.
No.
Yeah! Mm-hmm. Final episode date, 04.
So when did it start?
98.
So I'd have been 7. Was it a little young for a 7-year-old? Was it more of a toddler show?
No,
you know what I mean. Like... You weren't watching Blue's Clues when you were like 8. You know what I mean? Like, that was a toddler show.
I don't think it was a toddler show per se. For you, it probably would have been a little old.
I was seven.
Yeah, you would have been a little. I was watching this when I was like probably six or seven.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good little show.
I missed that one. Mind you, I feel like we've talked about this countless times, but I couldn't watch TV Monday through Thursday as a child.
That is also true.
But my answers for this were, y'all, I had a lot of different favorite TV shows because I cherished it so much as a child. Like, it brought me so much joy because I couldn't watch it.
Yes.
Lord, some of y'all took TV for granted, let me tell you. Shit was amazing, circa like 1996 to like 2000. Honestly, the rest of my life, because then I transitioned into like high school. Okay, so nonetheless, right. I have two answers for this.
Okay.
I have my older childhood and my younger childhood. Okay. For my younger childhood, Brace Face.
Okay.
Do you know that show? Remember that one? Sailor Moon.
Okay. That's a good one. I like Sailor Moon.
I loved Sailor Moon. And it wasn't that I was a huge anime fan, because I hated Dragon Ball Z. Yeah.
Really?
I hated it.
Fucking love Dragon Ball Z.
Fucking hated Pokemon, refused to trade cards.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Low-key bully
face. That is her! Tony! Tony! Tony!
I low-key would bully you. Do you trade Pokemon? Do I look like a loser?
Ma'am!
I have better things to do with that guy.
I loved Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z, but I also grew up in a house with a boy, so there's
maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But Sailor Moon? What? That was my shit.
Sailor Moon was good.
And then the last one, oh God, it was really hard for me, but I'm going to go with The Proud Family.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love The Proud Family.
Yeah.
Sorry. So if I would cry watching The Proud Family.
That shit is hilarious. Cackling. It's on Disney Plus now.
It is.
And they're bringing it back.
To regular Disney?
No, to Disney Plus.
I was like, with all the voices?
I think everyone in The Proud Family is alive, so we're good.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
For my older childhood, though, so this is when I got a TV in my room. We're talking about late middle school. Well, we're talking about middle school and high school. This is when I would literally watch TV all the fucking time.
Okay.
So I had a TV at that point. My parents gave up. They were like, I guess you're as smart as you're going to get.
Okay.
But I tell you, I loved The Real World.
Oh, that was a good show.
When they would play the OG Real World, yeah. I would like schedule out time so that I could watch them, so that I could see like the original early 90s episode. Okay. And then like when I was in middle school, high school, I loved like the Hawaii season, the Vegas season, the Chicago season. Vegas was lit. Oh, Vegas, I loved the Real World. And then the challenges.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch those too.
Loved the Real World, loved Laguna Beach. I just wanted to give, honestly, those were the two things that I wanted to give some credits to, because I loved them so much as a child, and I wish that we could stream them. Like, I wish that we could stream Laguna Beach episodes.
Yeah.
That would make my life.
Okay. What's your next question?
What show was groundbreaking to you for whatever reason?
Groundbreaking.
Like, fuck. It just blew your mind.
Oh, Pose. That's easy.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, share what made it groundbreaking for you. I mean, I get it. But why for you? Like, I get that it's like a groundbreaking show, but like something that really touched you. Like, you like, I love this for whatever reason.
I think I've always been a person that admires when people can stand in who they are. I've always been one to encourage that. I grew up with my mom telling me to be who I am. Don't give a damn about nobody, what nobody think of you. Blah, blah, blah. And one day I'm going to get my mama's speech on here. I'm going to do it full out. It's a funny one now that I look back on it, but it was so good. And growing up, we grew up in a time where being gay and or trans, all that shit was taboo as hell. Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't be gay. Like, you grew up in a time where saying, oh, that's gay, to some shit was normal.
Yeah.
And you have to unlearn so much shit as an adult of like, this really wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Pose came along, it was like, I was like, what is everybody so hype about the show for? And then I actually started watching it, and mm-hmm. the way that they portrayed what people in that time had to go through just to be here mm-hmm. now and to be seen. First of all, that shit would have never aired 20 years ago.
Okay.
Never would have aired.
Okay.
Wouldn't have seen the light of day. That shit would have been sitting dusty, okay? Mm-hmm. So for it to be here now, and we have that, and you have these beautiful, beautiful actors and actresses that get to be who they are and still tell a story about the shit that they've had to go through.
Yeah. And black and brown.
Yes, and it's black and brown people. If that shit would have aired 20 years ago, that cast would have been white.
Why?
All white, so America could have at least digested it a little bit.
Yep.
But the fact that they have this black cast, Latino cast, Hispanic majority,
mm-hmm.
and they're tackling the HIV/AIDS crisis in the LGBTQ community, tackling being transgender, tackling the fact that you have to hide that shit from certain people, mm-hmm. tackling the fact that a lot of these white men and men, period, but a lot of these men in corporate America will go on down and have a little treat every couple days, and they were too ashamed to admit it. Like, all that shit. It's just, it was such a good show. I'm ready for season 3, truly. But they all mad at Billy Porter right now, so there's that. But
why? For the whole Golden Globe thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's not his fault he was nominated.
I think it was what he said as far as, this is my time, they need to wait their turn.
Oh.
That's when they were like, excuse you, we support you being here, but you ain't gotta.
Right.
But yeah. And Billy Porter is 50 plus years old and just now really getting his flowers. That man can act and read your ass. Okay. Good show.
That was excellent, Kirsten. I didn't even think about that when I was writing this question, but that's a phenomenal answer. Thank because you. That show, I can agree, it touched me in a way that few shows ever have.
Yeah,
like emotionally, girl, mm-hmm. every episode. Mm-hmm. And just happy combination when, of happy and tears, sad tears.
Billy Porter's boyfriend died.
Yes. I'm sorry, this is why I'm laughing.
It was the mic. I know.
You know what that mic move made me think of? Whenever a comedian pulls out his mic.
Yeah.
That's always how the like comedians go to.
They do the
boop.
Mic and then they swing it. You be like, okay.
So that was funny to me. Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway,
that was a phenomenal answer, Kirsten.
Thank you.
per usual. I couldn't. Why are you laughing?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Per usual, I couldn't really narrow it down, so I came up with two. One that's like a not as serious but groundbreaking for me, for whatever reason it touched me.
Oh, I don't know.
Real Housewives.
Ma'am.
No. Kirsten, hear me out.
The Real Housewives is basically The Real World on steroids.
Well, I told you I loved The Real World as a child. Okay. But I can literally remember the first time I saw an episode of Real Housewives of Orange County and being hooked. Okay. Like, being like,
this is going to be good.
I love watching these white people make a fool of themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe if it was two at a time, like Real Housewives of Orange County premiered like in the middle of kind of like your Flavor of Love. And
that was groundbreaking in and of itself.
It really was. But I remember thinking in high school, like, I enjoy watching these white people make a fool of themselves. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the reason why I loved it. And then I remember hearing that they were moving to, they were having in New York and then Atlanta and then New Jersey and all the iconic moments. And I mean, you know.
I mean, there's some good ones.
And Kirsten knows, I've literally seen
them all.
I've seen probably, take out the Dallas franchise, because I've literally seen like two episodes of them. I've literally seen probably 70 to 75% of every Real Housewives episode. At least once.
Yeah.
And it's just so many moments, and it's just so amazing to me to see where it's come and evolved to over time and pop culture and how like significant it was. Mm-hmm. So that's one for me. The serious one, though, and it's just such a shame, I was late to the game, and the way it ended is such a tragic, but Game of Thrones really fucked me up.
Oh, yeah. It fucked me up.
Y'all, I love that kind of stuff.
It was a good show.
That show was phenomenal.
It was. It was.
I wish there were more black and brown people in it.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. When I wrote this question, like, I had things in my mind, but I couldn't really honestly say that they were groundbreaking to me because I feel like I was too young to appreciate them. But Living Single was one of my answers.
Okay.
Because
Living Single, Friends is just Living Single with white people.
And I remember watching that as a kid, loving it. Mm-hmm. And it was part of, like, me seeing black people on TV living regular life made me think that that's what I'm going to be like. You know?
Girls.
Are you done? Are you listening to
me? Yes, I am.
And I feel like people like our parents didn't have that on TV.
No.
Like, they didn't have carefree black professionals.
True.
But I felt like, you rewatch that, so like lame something that was kind of like watching in the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I went with the two that I went with.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Game of Thrones fucked me up. That shit. I was like, this is the best TV I've ever watched in my life. This storytelling is outstanding. Story.
Incest everywhere. You're my aunt, and I love you, but I can't sleep with you any longer. She was like, so. So who cares? Who gives a fuck if I'm your aunt?
Out.
That's what we do in my country.
Okay, next question. Uh-oh, hold on. I think I accidentally deleted my note. Yes, I did. Okay. If you could be teleported into any show, what would it be and what would your role be?
If I could be teleported into a show, what would I be? And what could my role be?
What what would you make your role?
Oof. Teleporting into a show. I'm trying to think what show I would want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Does it have to be reality TV or
No. It can be ideally actually scripted, because reality, it's kind of like
you myself.
You could.
It's true. Ooh, a role that I would love to play. Okay, can it be a movie too? Can we do a movie or just TV?
Okay, I prefer TV, but you can give a movie.
No, it's fine. If I was TV, then I would probably go into, I would want to teleport. Was I alive at this time? I don't remember.
You don't have to have been alive.
I would teleport myself into The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Ooh, okay.
And my role would either be as Aunt Viv, the dark skin Aunt Viv,
I have to
make my own. Okay. Then my role would probably be Philip Banks's long lost daughter he didn't know he had.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. and seeing how that shit stirs up some drama.
Ooh, Kirsten, mm-hmm. that is mm-hmm. good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm. And seeing Hillary be very upset that there's another girl in the house. Mm-hmm. And she can't have all of daddy's money.
Kirsten is reassuring herself. She's going to have an entire episode right now.
I promise you I will have an entire episode.
Y'all can see her face like mm-hmm. she is thinking about this.
I am.
Really hard. I promise y'all.
They're coming back with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in drama form.
Are you going to watch the reunion thing?
Maybe. I got to see what Twitter says about it first.
Were you a big Fresh Prince fan?
Not a huge one. I became more of a fan of Fresh Prince when they went to college than when they were in high school. Because I think they dealt with more like real world shit in college than high school.
I don't remember them being in college. What college did they go to?
I don't know.
They all went to college.
UCLA,
together?
I think it was. Or what? Some version of UCLA.
I don't remember that.
Carlton was the school mascot. Will was working at the bookstore. Tyra Banks was in that. But it was more of them dealing with, like, real life shit. I mean, some of the stuff, even in college, like, Carlton had to come to grips with being black and, like, figuring out that money ain't gonna get you everywhere.
I getting
pulled over by the
this.
Police, all types of stuff.
Maybe I've seen some of the episodes, and I was never a huge real Fresh Prince of Bel-Air fan.
Yeah.
But I've seen quite a few episodes. I thought, damn, okay, well, maybe not. That was a good answer again, Kirsten. What's wrong?
People don't fucking listen to me.
Oh, put I'm your sorry. Phone down.
Go ahead.
Put it down.
Go ahead.
Just let it go.
I'll deal with it. People are so damn dumb.
For me, I was thinking that I was torn between two things, but they're pretty much the same. I just can't decide if I want to be the modern version or the OG version.
Okay.
I would either want to be Whitley's sister in a different world.
Okay. That's
so I got
one.
Money.
Yeah.
You knew anything I was putting myself in, I was going to have money. Yeah. But I love college so much that it's like I'm forever in college.
Yes.
And I didn't think through as much as you did, like all these plot things. But the moral of the story is we're in college. Uh-huh. I would want to be the brown skin version of Whitley's sister. I'd love to see how that played out with colorism and stuff.
Yeah.
I would love if we were twins, actually.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And we're both rich and fabulous.
Okay.
Or same thing, but in Grown-ish with
Yara.
Yeah, what's her name in the show?
Zoe?
Yeah. Zoe?
Yeah,
with me being Zoe's twin, which I thought could play well because they already clearly twins run in their family.
Ma'am.
So me and Zoe could be twins.
Okay.
And I'm in college for the rest of my life there too.
Okay, interesting.
One of the two. Basically,
as long as it's college.
I'm in college and I got money.
Y'all. Oh, geez. That's hilarious. Okay. What's the next one?
And I think this is our last question. Yes. What show are you looking most forward to coming back on?
What show am I most looking forward to coming back on? Probably P-Valley right now. I need that season two. I just need to figure out what goes on.
P-Valley is one of those shows where legit I would watch a spinoff for almost every character.
100%. All those characters have stories.
Thorough
That's
stories.
That's the best part about it.
That we are just scratching the surface.
Okay.
That's
I'm waiting on that season to come back. Yeah. That's going to be a good season two. And Insecure. But also not really. Because Issa and Molly get on my nerves, but that's neither here nor there.
Because I can't wait for Insecure to come back, but honestly, literally, I get butterflies when I start to think about Condola.
and Condola is really pregnant, y'all, in real life. Y'all better leave Condolences alone.
I can't believe her. She's pregnant, man.
She is real life pregnant.
Oh, my head started hurting.
She is real life pregnant.
That stresses me out to think about what Lord is going to happen with that. Jeez Louise. But for me, it was a tie between Stranger Things and Ozark.
Oh, I didn't even think about Ozark.
I can't wait because it's the last season.
And they ended that last season so well. Spoiler alert, The way they set that shit up scared the shit out of me.
And I love that there are writers that recognize when to end a fucking story.
Because sometimes people keep it going, keep it, and it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary.
And then it ruins the whole integrity of the show. Yeah. The fact that they're like, we're coming to the end of this story.
Yeah.
This is going to be the last season.
You gotta know how to end it. You gotta know how to end it. That's how you keep the integrity and you keep the hype up about how amazing. Because Ozark is my shit.
Honestly,
truly. Okay, I still feel bad for that damn therapist, but girl, you shouldn't have bought a Lambo.
And you
bought a Lambo.
She was doing too much,
ma'am.
Girl,
a Lambo in the Ozarks,
girl. They said handle that.
Yep,
I love that show.
It was good.
And then I also love Stranger Things. They bring me so much joy.
Yeah.
So those
good
are
options,
the two
good I'm
looking forward to. Oh, and sorry, I know it's supposed to be one, but Euphoria.
Oh yes, it's been a minute since Euphoria came out. Almost, we're coming up on a year.
I think they were almost done with filming, but
then the
COVID.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations to
Zendaya and her Emmy.
Yes.
Oh, her and what's his name? John David Washington did a movie that's coming out. I think on
that HBO.
No, it's called Willow something and Marie.
Hmm.
Something like that. I'm interested in it. But it's about, like, living in the pandemic, I think. Something like that. Let me hold on, y'all.
Hmm.
Pause break.
Well, something funny. You know what I really thought about for the longest time?
What?
On the question about teleporting yourself?
Uh-oh.
I was like, damn.
Malcolm and Marie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Michael B. Jordan really has never been in a big TV role. Because you know what? I was about to teleport
him. He was in The Wire.
But he wasn't looking like he was now, right?
No, he was a
kid,
child,
right? Yeah, no. Yeah. I was trying to figure out how he could be my man.
Ma'am. He hasn't been in a TV show like that. I can't.
I also briefly thought, maybe I should be in This Is Us so that I could be help these people through having a black child. But I was like, nah, that's too much work.
Okay.
That's how I ended up in college. Okay. I was like, what do I want to do? What is the most fun thing if I got to be stuck here forever?
It's going to be on Netflix. It's called Malcolm and Marie with Zendaya and John David Washington. And Netflix paid $30 million for it. Ooh. They got paid.
Cut your chicken.
I don't know when it's going to come out, though. Probably before the year ends.
John David Washington just got really popular.
He
out of nowhere.
He did a couple good movies that kind of...
The Black Klansman?
Yeah, that was his biggest one so far.
What other one was really big that he was in?
I'm trying to think. He was in Ballers, too. But
I never watched that show.
It was okay. But yeah. But Black Klansman, I think, is what pushed him into where he's at now. And he's Denzel Washington's son.
Yeah.
And there's
it
that.
It really pissed me off that he was like, I used to lie about my name.
I can understand that.
No.
Even though y'all need to learn how to use some nepotism.
White people don't do that, right?
I know. I get it. I understand why black people feel that way. However, I am the queen of, Dad, do you know so-and-so? Because if so, I could use a job.
Hello.
Y'all better learn to use that nepotism because white people will.
Okay. You better. I would have been at home
being
salty.
That's like, who was it? Sweetie. This girl got Gabrielle Union for a cousin, somebody else for a cousin. Whole family is in this industry she trying to get in. And you talking about I wanted to be self-made. Bitch.
Are we sure she wanted to be self-made or maybe her family just was like, you can't rap that well. Girl, use your degree.
Let's see. Y'all gonna learn to do some nepotism is a good thing.
If I was John David, I'd have been like, you putting all this energy, send me to camp in London. Who is Chadwick? I'm jealous,
ma'am. How old is John David Washington anyway? How old is this man?
No,
I can't. He's young.
I think he's, I don't know. He looks kind of old.
But he's 36.
That's what I was like.
It's the beard. A beard works wonders for me.
He's such a perfect mix of his mom and his dad.
He is. Because it's like, you can't tell he's Denzel's son for real.
Mm-mm.
And you can't tell he's Pauletta's son.
Actually, you kind of can.
He got his mama's, like, facial structure.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, He's a good blend.
He's a good blend. I love that he's not a spitting image of his father.
Yeah, though. Me too. Because that would have sucked.
Yeah.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
The world would have been happy. Because young Denzel.
White people would have been happy.
Black women too.
Well, I'm not unhappy with John David Washington.
My mama grew up telling... I grew up with my mama telling me that Denzel Washington was my daddy. So... She's always like, I mean... If you ever, you in Atlanta, they be filming movies. If you ever run into your daddy, tell him he owe me back child support, ma'am.
I understand, because I watch old Denzel movies.
Old Denzel was fine. Old Denzel was fine as hell. That one tear coming down in glory, he just.
The Pelican Brief. Malcolm X.
Old Denzel was fine as hell. In shape and just. He has this walk. It's the walk.
It's the Barack walk.
It is. It is because Barack got... they both.
The Barack walk.
It's the walk. Mm. Okay, anywho.
Well, that wraps up our TV theme. Mm-hmm. Thank you for participating, Kirsten. You had some excellent answers.
Thank you.
As a true TV connoisseur would.
You know, gotta do what I gotta do.
I understand.
There is a game I think we should play at another time.
Okay.
6 degrees of separation. I think I've told you about this before.
I mean, I know what 6 degrees of separation is, but how's the game
work? 6 degrees of black separation. So you gotta get from one celebrity to the other. So like you gotta figure out a way to connect, say, like Terry Crews and give me a white person. Some weird
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. You gotta figure out a way to connect them two. So you like
do it. Just this one. Come on now. You got it.
So Terry Crews was in White Chicks.
Okay.
And White Chicks starred Marlon and Sean Wayans.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get from them to... That was two. How I'm going to get from them to Friends. That's where I'm trying to land, but I don't know how I'm going to get there. Marlon Wayans has...
You can't look stuff up. You got to try and do it off the... Okay. Because I feel like you could somehow connect it. Was Jim Carrey and Jennifer Aniston never in anything together?
No. Her and Vince Vaughn guy were. But she wasn't something with... Ha! Marlon Wayans had a movie that was aired on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler also has... Also has
y'all should see my side eye.
I'm connecting them through Netflix. Adam Sandler also has a movie that aired on Netflix.
Well, then you could end it right there. Jennifer Aniston
is in a movie with Adam Sandler.
No, that doesn't matter. Jennifer Aniston had a movie that went on Netflix. So you could have stopped there.
No, I know, but that's how I could figure it out. I was trying to get from Marlon Wayans to Friends, and it had something to do with Brad Pitt, and I just couldn't land it. That wasn't a good connection. Anyway,
that was a good one.
It was. That's hard. But a beginner one would be like getting from Beyonce to like Kanye. That's easy.
That's 1 degree of separation.
Exactly. You don't have to do it within six. Like you just have to do it within six. It
I don't think less. We need six to get Jennifer Aniston to Terry Crews, though. I really don't. If we really were thinking, if
Terry Crews, what was that show he hosted with the Gabrielle America's Got Talent, right? Or whatever show?
Yeah.
Okay, so then. If I feel like Gabrielle Union and Jennifer Aniston would be an easier connection.
Nah.
Who else was on there? Mel B, Simon Cowell, and the Howie guy.
I don't know.
That's a hard one.
I think it's...
But it's black degree, so Jennifer Aniston shouldn't even been in it.
You told me to say a white person.
I know, but now that I'm thinking back, it could have been Terry Crews to somebody like black. Oh, like Terry Crews to Chadwick Boseman. Or Terry Crews to...
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. Some shit like that.
Terry Crews lived on an earth where Michael B. Jordan, the finest man ever, lived to the end.
Okay.
Anyways, let's move into the work playlist.
Okay.
We can share some listens lately. I don't really have that many.
Ari Lennox has a song out now called Cherry Pomegranate.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Is it? Yes.
I just listened to the new Megan Thee Stallion song with Young Thug, okay. Which also is a... Bob.
That shit fire. Hey. Sorry, it's called Chocolate Pomegranate.
She looks like a chocolate pomegranate on the little artwork.
She's a beautiful girl.
And then, did you listen to the Bryson Tiller album yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you give it?
Yeah. It was okay.
A, B, C, D.
I'd probably give it a B minus.
Oh, good for you. I was going to say a C plus.
Okay. Mm. Average.
Yeah, mad average. But international podcast day was earlier this week. So I would love for you, Kirsten, to share your favorite podcast, and then also share, if they are different, what made you think about starting a podcast?
Okay.
Was there one?
So one, my favorite, like just one of my favorite podcasts?
Or like your most impactful?
Let me look. Sorry, y'all. I listen to podcasts every day. You need them. I listen to that. I think the one that I listened to the most recently that was most impactful was Nice White Parents. That one was super impactful, just in the sense of like seeing how racism is it's just embedded everywhere, all the way down to the school system. And then the only way to get money is to have white people there. They just refuse to invest in black and brown kids. And it's just, it's a shit show.
Well, it also highlighted a lot of Amy Cooperisms.
Oh, 100%.
Like, that was my favorite part. Yeah, you know, it highlighted how you don't have to be out here calling black people niggers.
No,
to be part of a racist system. That's why it's a system. It's so built into everything. You don't even realize when you're playing your part. And subconsciously, you know, you're... The way you're going about seeking schools for your children is racist.
Do they have French?
Bitch. What?
You live in Brooklyn, why? Bitch.
You need to be asking, do they have Spanish? You in New York in Brooklyn.
French?
Yeah. It was a great series.
It was a good little series. I enjoyed that one. That was probably the most impactful.
And it was brought on to us by Serial, which was my answer. The most impactful podcast, in my opinion, the best podcast ever made was Serial Season 1. The Anand Syed story.
Yeah, that was a good story.
Made, it was the first podcast I ever listened to.
Yeah.
Changed my life, honestly. And I hoped that it would change his too. And it has. Whether or not he's out of prison is one thing. But it has... Lots of people know that man's story. Lots of people truly believe in his innocence.
Yeah.
Anand, if you ever listen to us, just know, I mean, I can't physically come get you out of prison, but I don't believe that you should be there.
No, I don't either. There's too many questions in that case for him to be accused like that.
It also was a great podcast to learn about how criminal justice works. How that whole process works and how it is not built to favor middle class and poor black and brown people. Lord Jesus. If you haven't ever listened to Serial,
you should.
Season one, I'm telling y'all,
it's good. It's worth the listen, truly.
It's the best podcast ever made. But I also want to give a shout out to The Friend Zone, because that podcast made me feel like we could do what we do. You know, I love that there's so much more black content creators in podcast land these days. Could go down a list of them. But yeah, those were my two.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. In regards to the professional clapback. See, this is why taking 2 weeks off, I be forgetting what I've talked about. I wrote this down and I feel like it was new. But I wrote down
what?
The professional clapback sometimes is just no response.
Oh, 100%.
Especially if it's dumbass questions that don't trigger you to begin with. The most professional thing for you to do is to not walk away. Anything.
Don't say a word. Just let it be.
And then if they email you again, be like, shit. I'm going to let it sit here for another day. And if they really want an answer, let me pray about it.
Right.
That happened to me. My new job, they be providing me with content every week.
I had loads of content about a week ago. I almost had some this week, but I had to nip that shit in the bud real quick.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, do you have a
tip of the week?
Yes.
Sure news.
Oh,
all right, people, here we go.
The confidence.
This week, the last couple days have been interesting for me. I know I preach this on this podcast very often, but if y'all don't communicate, can't nobody read your mind at all.
That was the tip last time.
But I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Communication has to deal with, it's important in every aspect of your life. Not just your relationship. I mean, communication is involved with everything you do on a daily basis, mm-hmm. right? And if you are not comfortable with saying how you feel, it is really, really hard for you to get what it is that you need out of life because you don't speak up for yourself.
I mean, Marlon just went to the it's mall. He Marlon. Told you after the fact he got them damn shoes, Kirsten.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But it has a lot. Like, communication should be, and I mean that in, like, your marriage or your romantic relationships, your friendships,
professional,
all of familial, like all those things have to do with communication. Mm-hmm. And I think, especially in the Black community or just people in general, if you're used to not communicating, when you get older and you get around adults mm-hmm. that have done the work mm-hmm. to communicate, you're gonna be feeling real alone because people ain't gonna keep putting up with your shit. People ain't gonna keep putting up with your shit. If you don't want to use your words, mm-hmm. that's on you, because people can't read your mind.
I know that's right.
So when you feel a certain way, the best way to have the situation resolved is to use your words. But see, some of y'all young folks out here think it's okay if you feel a way, instead of you using your words to explain how you feel, you cut people off, which is childish. Mm. It's different from you cutting somebody off after you've had a conversation and y'all just can't, you move both, you know, you agree mm-hmm. to just go your separate ways. Mm-hmm. But when you don't take the time to at least communicate to a person how you feel and you don't give them the chance mm-hmm. to rectify whatever it is that you're feeling, that's when you're in the wrong because you feel like they should read your mind. Mm. And ain't nobody no mind readers. My name is not Miss Cleo.
And she really couldn't even read.
She couldn't do shit. God rest. God bless Miss Cleo, prayers up. But yeah, like, y'all gotta learn to communicate. A lot of young folks, that's why a lot of relationships don't last now, because instead of you using your words, you leave. Y'all don't realize that shit takes work. And I'm not just talking about your boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm talking about every aspect of your life.
Yep.
Takes work. Friendships take work. Your work relationships take work. Use your words
and put in work. Put them in the dirt.
I can't. Okay. Yep. That's it. That's all I've got for you guys.
Thank you.
And we will talk to y'all next week. Toodaloo.
Have a good one.